Shalom Aleichem, we're continuing to discuss those items or concepts or psukim that can protect us from an ayin hara. And yesterday we brought the most obvious of items that can protect from an ayin hara, and that is when something is samui min ayin, when something is hidden from other people, we don't disclose, we don't publicize, we're very quiet about any successes we may have, be it wealth, health, chachma, whatever the success may be, not publicizing it to others. That is the best protection when it comes to ayin hara. So today we're moving on to number two, and we're going to talk about fish today. Sometimes when you see these posters or other paraphernalia, documents, whatever it may be, these small pieces of paper that people have, and they have pictures of fish, not a picture of fish, but like a sign of a fish, and that is to prevent an ayin hara. So what is that all about? So we're actually going to start off with a pasuk when Yaakov Avinu gave a bracha to Menashe and Ephraim, the two children of Yosef. He says, "Hamalach Hagoel Osimi Korah." This is such a famous pasuk, a beautiful pasuk. The angel that has protected me from all evil should give a bracha to these Na'arim, to these children, to my grandchildren, Ephraim and Menashe. Mikara behem Shemi v'Shem Osai Avram Yitzchak, and they should be called in my name, in the name of Rav Yitzchak. And then the operative words that we're going to focus on, V'yid gula rab bekerav haaretz, they should be fruitful and multiply in the land. So Chazal, in fact, tell us what is going on here, this comparison that he's giving a bracha to Ephraim and Menashe, Menashe and Ephraim, that they should be V'yid gula rab bekerav haaretz, that they should be fruitful and multiply like fish in the land. So the Gemara in Brachos and other places as well says, Madagim shebiyam mayim mechasim aleihem. Just like when we have fish in the sea, that they are covered up by water, ve'in ayin hara sholetes b'hem, and an ayin hara does not come upon them, it does not affect them. Avzaro shel Yosef ein ayin hara sholetes b'hem. Same thing applies to the descendants of Yosef. The ayin hara will have no impact, will have no control over them. So the simple explanation of this is that Yaakov Avinu is giving a bracha to Ephraim and Menashe that they should be just like the fish in the sea, that they shouldn't have the ayin hara. And the concept here, apparently, maybe not for sure, but apparently, it's just like the fish cannot be seen, so too they should be like the fish that cannot be seen. The fish are under the water, so they should also be under wraps, don't disclose things, and as long as they're like the fish, they'll have a bracha that an ayin hara won't have any impact on him. That would be a possible explanation, that the Sefer Torah Chaim says that that is not the case, because we do see fish sometimes. It's not that fish are always underwater and not seen at all. They do come close to the surface sometimes, and we can certainly see them. And also, it cannot be that Yaakov Avinu is only giving a bracha to his grandchildren, Ephraim and Menashe, that when they are unseen, when they are quiet about things and people don't know about things, that they will have a bracha, but otherwise they will not have a bracha. Yaakov is certainly intending them to give a bracha all of the time, regardless of the situation, or not only when they are flying under the radar screen. So currently the concept here is this is simply a mashal. It's a lesson to learn from the fish. The fish typically, yes, they are covered up, they don't have an ayin hara, but they have a protection all of the time regardless. There's something significant about fish that they have this protection. So too that bracha for Ephraim and Menashe, whether they are under the radar or not, whether people know about their successes or not, they should have a bracha like the fish of not being affected by an ayin hara. So continuing this concept, there's a Gemara in Ksubas that says as follows: what is the ideal time for a besula, a first-time married woman, girl woman, to get married? And how about an almana, somebody who's having a second marriage, her husband, Rachmana Litzlan, passed away? So the Gemara says as follows, Tani bar kapara besula nises berevi, somebody who's a besula, first-time getting married, a virgin, should get married on a Yom Revi, which is on a Wednesday, because she will be able to be together with her husband on that night, which is going to be a Thursday. And why Thursday? Why do we want that to happen? Because that is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the time of creation, gave a bracha to fish. That's when fish were created. They had the bracha of Yidgu, that they should, that the dagim should be fruitful and multiply. That happened on Thursday. So too, we want the Basula to get married on that day, that we have Birkas, the bracha ledagim. On the other hand, an almana, a woman who had already been married and her husband passed away, she gets married on Yom Chamishi, which is Thursday, and then she is able to consecrate the marriage on Friday, which is Thursday night, Friday, at Thursday night, which is halachically Friday. Why? Because there's a bracha there as well, birka, bracha la'adam. That is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a bracha that man should be fruitful and multiply. So the Ben Ish Chai explains what's going on here. Why do we have a difference between somebody who's a basula, first-time marriage, and second-time marriage? Why one should be consecrated on Thursday, one on Friday? Thursday has the bracha for the dagim, and Friday has the bracha for Adam. So says the Ben Ish Chai as follows, fascinating. Nearly, b'siyata d'shmaita, appears to me the explanation, the reason what's going on here. Shebachru yom bracha ledagim lebesula v'lo l'amana. Why do we want the bracha for dagim, for fish, for a besula, and not an amana? He explains as follows, mibneki bracha shel hadagim, she bracha shel riboy, ein sholet ba'ayin har, because the bracha for fish is that you'll have tremendous. What's the bracha? That you should be really fruitful and multiply in a significant way. The concept here is that you shouldn't have an ayin hara. And in fact, that's what Chazal said on our pasuk, v'yid gularav, the bracha that Yaakov gave to his two grandchildren, Ephraim and Manasseh, v'yid gularav, just like dagim, just like fish, they recovered, they don't have an ayin hara, so too, they didn't have an ayin hara, Ephraim and Manasseh, and accordingly applies that concept when an almana is getting married, there's no ayin hara there. It's a second time marriage. People aren't envious of that. There's no ayin hara that is instilled in that marriage. However, when a basula gets married, that is when we are concerned about ayin hara. And accordingly, Chazal chose that the day that they should get married is where they have, we have the bracha of fish. Shehi shemura ma'ayin hara, fish, which is Thursday, they had the bracha of fish. That is when there is protection for ayin hara. Kein zoti yashmura b'ayin hara. We want this besula, this first time married girl, woman, that she should have protection for ayin hara. So that's the same concept again, that there's something special about fish. We have a protection from ayin hara because of the fish. And in addition, another example of that. So far we started out with the concept based on the pasuk v'yid gularav b'ker ha'aretz, that Yaakov Avinu giving Ephraim and Manasseh bracha. We saw that same concept just now with the Gemara and Ksuba saying why a basula should get married on a Thursday. It's because there's the bracha of dagim, the bracha of fish, to be fruitful and multiply. There's a concern of ayin hara, and that we want to avoid, so she should get married and have a bracha on Thursday to not have any ayin hara. And that same exact concept we see when it comes to the entire month of Adar. The month of Adar, the mazel, the constellation that represents the month of Adar is dagim, is fish. And as we know, that is the month that Klal Yisrael was saved from the ayin hara of Haman HaRasha that wanted to destroy them. So there we have the same protection. And in fact, there's a Sefer Tamei HaMinhagim that says that somebody who is born in the second month of Adar, so when we have 2 months of Adar and a leap year, so somebody who's born B'chodesh Adar Sheni will have no Ayin Hara that will attack such a person. So we have that same concept specifically in Adar, and it's strongly in the second month of Adar, we have protection from Ayin Hara. And continuing in the same concept, there is a Gemara in Ksubas that says as follows, the Achlei Kaveri, somebody, it's talking about a woman who is expecting, she's pregnant, if she eats fish, Havula B'nei Chinene, she will have children that have beautiful chayin. Have beautiful chayin. So if she's eating when she is pregnant, then Zochel Abani Balei Chayin, she will have beautiful children. So the Ein Eliyahu on Shas explains what's going on here. Shadagim Sha'ocheles Aisha B'tkufa Ibura Gormim Shiul Abani Balei Chayin, because the fish that she eats while she's expecting, she will have, as a result, children have tremendous chayin. Why not? He Shaloh Sholetis Ben Ayin Ara, because she was eating the fish, the Ayin Hara will not attack such individuals. And the last point on this, the same exact concept that we have protection from fish. As we know on Tashlich on Rosh Hashanah that we do, we throw out things to fish. If you live in a place that there are bodies of water with fish, so the Kilcher Shulchan Aruch says as follows: after Tfilat Mincha, we go to the Nahar. This is on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, and it's good to be out of the city. V'yesh bo dagim, and it's better to have fish where we're going out to say Tashlich. Nezeich Shano Meshulim Kedagim Chaim. That's to remind us that we are similar. We are compared to live fish in Echazi b'Metzuda that are caught in a net. So too we are caught in a net right now, the net of death and judgment. And accordingly, when we think about this imagery that we are just like the fish that are caught in the net being judged right now, it will return us even stronger to do tshuva. And then he brings a second reason, and this is more relevant to us. Siman shelo yishlat banu ayin hara. It's also a sign to us that we should not have an ayin hara impacting us, attacking us, just like fish, v'nifra v'nirba k'dagim, and we should also grow great and mighty like the fish. So that is indeed another ramification of this concept of having protection from fish. That's why indeed some people do have those items, those posters, pieces of paper with that image of the fish, because we have sources here that indeed protects from ayin hara. Have a wonderful day.